So, to truly work out whether chimps are people, I have to work out first what people are. Philosopher Julian Baggini was here to help. But I guess my first question to you is, philosophically, what are people?
Very big question. Big question indeed. I mean, some people would say a person is just a human being. But that's kind of not very satisfactory. I mean, look at human people. Look at, say, newborn infants. Newborn infants lack a lot of the characteristics we associate with people. I mean, they can't use language, for example. They have a very limited sense of self. They can't stand on 2 feet, for example. They can only crawl. And if you look at the other end of life, look at people who are suffering from really very bad dementia also. And also people perhaps are in permanent vegetative states, things like that. They lack a lot of the characteristics of people as well.
But they're people, aren't they?
But we consider them people, exactly. Yeah. The fact that they don't have the full characteristics of people doesn't mean we don't give them a lot of the rights of people. But then you take something like a chimp, a full-grown adult chimp. Now, that has quite a lot of sophisticated awareness of itself and its environment. It can communicate, it can be taught language and so forth. So in lots of ways, it's more advanced, it's more of a person in a way than a newborn child.